Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz, and this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all the amazing things to do in Redmond in the next 7 days. We're going to kick it off with some bad news, right, Jen?
Blazing Bagels closed all its locations this week after filing for bankruptcy. And yeah, this one caught a lot of people off guard, including me.
Ooh.
I know. It's a hard one to let go. They had spots across the east side, including Redmond, and were a pretty reliable go-to for a quick breakfast sandwich or a dozen bagels for the office. And man, they were really good bagels. The company hasn't said much publicly yet beyond the filing, so details are thin. If you haven't already figured out your backup bagel spot, now is a pretty good time to start thinking about it.
Bach to Rock bands are playing live at Northwest Brewing this Thursday, March 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. These are student musicians doing everything from rock covers to the newer stuff. And the vibe is pretty casual, a little loud, usually packed with proud parents and curious regulars. Northwest Brewing's got food and beer handled, so you're set when you walk in. Might want to show up a little early if you want a decent table.
There's a music-based storytelling workshop at the Redmond Library this Friday, March 20th, from 10:30 to 11:30. A board-certified music therapist is running it. You listen to music, see what memories came up, and turn that into a short writing prompt and group conversation.
I bet it's going to be a back-and-forth battle, Jennifer. Between, like, them playing music and the board-certified music therapist talking, but then the librarian going, shh, 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 keep it down.
It's designed for adults 55 and older, and you don't need any music background at all. You'll want to get there a little early since library programs tend to fill up fast.
Let's get into our bicycle bling news. We have been trying to add as much bicycle news as we can to the newsletter and podcast because we know there is a huge chunk of our listeners who love riding bikes in and around Redmond. In fact, we got an email, Jennifer, from one of our subscribers.
Yeah.
Hey guys, love the podcast. I'm actually just recovering from a bit of a health scare, and my doctor gave me the green light to start some light cardio. I'm a bit wobbly and looking for the absolute flattest, widest, and least intense spot to ride in Redmond. Where should I go? All right, well, thank you for the email. First of all, really glad that you wrote us, and we're glad that you're feeling better and you're getting back on the bike. If you want to avoid the Tour de France energy of the main Sammamish River Trail during the peak hours, you could head on over to the Farrell McWhorter Park. Now, why would we say this is the easiest winter? Well, the secret path. There is a specific connector trail that runs between Farrell McWhorter and the Puget Power Trail. It's remarkably flat. Unlike the hilly Redmond Ridge area, this section actually lets you cruise without your heart rate spiking. It's kind of like a multi-use thing, meaning that people are there to look at the farm animals and stroll, so you're not going to feel pressure to go fast. Here's what I would do, because I want to see these guys every time I go to that park, Jennifer. You want to park right at the Farrell McWhorter. You know what I'm going to say, right? You want to park right at the main Farrell McWhorter lot, because then who can you see there?
The goats.
The goats. Get a little goat therapy. And then you do an out and back toward Avondale. It's paved. It's wide. It's usually a lot quieter than the Marymore stretch. It's just a really good bike ride for you. Cards and Karaoke this Saturday, March 21st, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Redmond Community Center at Marymore Village. It's part card games, part sing-along, and it's set up as a casual vibe. No pressure to grab the mic if you don't want to. This one is for people 14 and up. Spots are limited, and it'll run you about $16 to $20, depending on when you register. You might want to sign up ahead of time so you don't get shut out.
It's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. All right, so here's your trivia question, Dan. Video game company Valve, creator of Steam and Half-Life, was founded in which East Side city? Is it A, Redmond? Oh, and do you know what Valve is?
I do know what Valve is because I have nieces and nephews.
Every once in a while you get a bill. Thank you for your purchase from Valve Corporation.
That's right. I know what they are.
All right. Were they founded in A, Redmond, B, Bellevue, C, Kirkland, D, Woodinville? And your time starts now.
Okay, think. I am familiar with the invoice that I get almost monthly, but I never take time to read the invoice. I didn't even know it was from Washington. Okay, I want to say Redmond because we are the best of Redmond. But you know what I'm getting? I'm getting a vibe. I'm getting a Bellevue vibe. That's it. I'm going Bellevue. That is my final answer. I'm 100% sure. Bellevue.
100%, huh?
100, maybe up to 110%.
Well, who knew? The answer is C, Kirkland.
Bellevue, I knew it. Kirkland.
Valve Corporation was founded in Kirkland all the way back in 1996 by former Microsoft employees. They created Half-Life, Portal, and Steam, which now basically dominates PC gaming. So now, between Nintendo, Microsoft, and Valve, the East Side has quietly built a large chunk of the modern gaming industry.
This is why it is so fun to live here, Jennifer.
We have so much tech going on. Stuff I didn't even realize that Valve Corp was from here. That's really interesting to me.
All right, Jennifer, I have the rumor mill this week.
Word is Redmond Rumor Mill.
I have a rumor. It's about one of my favorite foods. I really am a fan of Nashville hot chicken. Have you ever had any?
I've actually never had Nashville-type hot chicken.
It's so good. It's just a spice that they use. It is really good. I urge you to get some, but there might be a Nashville hot chicken spot getting shopped around downtown Redmond. The standalone hot chicken thing has been blowing up in suburban areas, and apparently the numbers are working well enough that someone local is seriously looking at it. Now, what we don't know is who is behind it, where exactly it'll go, how far along they are actually, but do we finally get a legit hot chicken place here? If you've got a guess or maybe you've heard something, or you want to send your boy a couple gift certificates if you happen to find out. If you're the owner listening to this rumor and you're saying, we got to get Dan involved, he'll talk about us forever. I will, if there are a couple gift certificates. You can head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond, and you can drop in any info you have in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. All right, before we get out of here today, we have a question. Who is the best oil change in Redmond? You can head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, find the post called Your Picks, and drop your vote in the comments. We want to know who you think is the best oil change in town.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. And we'll see you in the next one, or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.
Bye.